Once upon a time, in New York City, there lived two sisters who lived with a widowed mother in a brownstone house. One winter night, a bear came to their door, and they let him in, even though he could not tell them his real name or his real mission. He became their friend, protector, and constant companion. They never dreamed that his friendship might cost them their lives. Chesterton Productions presents The Shadow of the Bear.
Are you sure we can trust these guys we're meeting?
As much as you can trust anyone on the streets of New York City.
Just what I was afraid of.
Don't look now, but it seems as though someone has gotten there before us. Let's go back.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Look out. Here they come again. Get out of here.
So who was responsible for that?
I can guess.
Your black dwarf?
I bet. He must have connections. Whenever we get too close, the police seem to show up out of nowhere. That's what makes me think he's more than a drug dealer.
You don't know for certain if this guy of yours exists.
I know. But we haven't yet proved that he doesn't exist either. We're sort of beyond armchair speculation at this point.
You can say that again.
There. Meet you back at the place at 9, all right?
Right. Watch yourself, fish.
I do.
The world that seems to lie before us, a land of dreams, hath really neither joy nor love, nor light, nor certitude, nor peace, nor help for pain. And here we are, as on a darkling plain, struck by confused alarms of struggle and flight, where ignorant armies clash by night. What time is it, Rose? Rose? Mother should be back by now.
Did you say something, Blanche?
I asked you what time it was.
Don't worry about Mother. It's the snow that's delayed her.
Snow. Somehow snow seems more ominous in the city than in the country.
Blanche, she's a few minutes late. Just because we lost one parent, you seem to think we're doomed to lose the other one.
No, it's not that. It's just that anything could happen out there, in that chaos.
And that doesn't make you feel adventurous?
No. Maybe once. Not anymore.
I can't feel my feet anymore. Ooh, it's cold. Like a quiet street. Out of the wind, at least. I'll cross here. Ooh, shouldn't drive so fast in this snow. He's not stopping. Oh, man. He's after me. Lady, look out. Lady, please. Are you all right?
Oh, my. That was close.
Here, let me help you up.
Crazy New York drivers! Thanks. Drive my groceries.
Here, let me help you with those. Come on, I'll carry them for you. Where's your house?
Right there.
What's happening?
Someone's outside with Mother.
Who? I don't know. Some big, tall shape. He's bending over her.
We better see what's going on.
No, Rose, wait.
Mom!
This doesn't seem like a good idea.
Rose, I'm okay. I just slipped on the ice when I got out of the car, and the groceries went everywhere. Luckily, this young man was around to help me. Why don't you come inside for a moment, sir?
That's all right. I can just put the bags on your step.
Oh, bring them inside.
Mom, that's not such a good idea.
Here's your groceries.
I really appreciate this.
It's nothing.
Here, let me give you some money.
No, don't do that. I just wanted to...
I bet he's some kind of homeless person.
I couldn't leave you there on the ground, could I? I'm all right, really.
Do you have somewhere to go? You look as though you've been outside for a while.
I guess I have.
Why don't you come in and warm up?
Nah, that's all right. I better get going.
Do you have some place to stay tonight?
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm all right. I better be getting home.
How far is it from here? Do you have to walk?
Mom, Blanche, she's only trying to help him. Rose, this is New York City. People here are dangerous. So?
Sir, what's your name?
Bear.
Thank you, Bear. How about if I give you a subway token? It's very cold out there.
No, really, I'll be all right.
Blanche, go and get me a token from the kitchen can, please. Bear, you're wearing canvas sneakers. In this blizzard?
Yeah.
They hardly give your feet any protection at all. Can you feel your feet?
Well, sort of.
How long have your feet been numb?
Maybe a couple of hours.
That's very dangerous. Bear, come inside this house at once.
Oh, okay.
Sit down here on the couch and take off your shoes. I need to see your feet.
Boy, your hair is long.
Yeah.
Are your hands frostbitten too? Do you need help with your gloves?
No, I've got them off.
How long have you been outside?
All day.
I was afraid you'd say that. It's been terribly cold outside. Let me take your socks off. If you're frostbitten, you have to do it gently. Let's see. My goodness, you've certainly got frostbite. Blue at the extremities. I'm glad I made you come inside. If you'd walked home, you'd have had some permanent damage. Let me put them in cold water. We've got to warm your feet slowly, or I'll damage the tissue.
I'm sorry you're having to be bothering about me.
Nothing to be sorry about. This water isn't cold enough. Rose, get me some ice cubes from the freezer.
This is a big mistake to bring him in here. Why did you go pale when he took off his jacket? Are you scared of guys with long hair? No. Rose, don't you recognize this guy? No, not really. Should I? I've seen him hanging around the school parking lot in the mornings.
You guys better pay up quick or I'm dead. Come on, man. Hey, you, big guy.
Yeah?
He could be a drug dealer. Well, I don't think he'd have any luck trying to sell drugs to us. That's not the point. So why do you call yourself Bear? Is it because of your shaggy hair?
Shaggy? Oh, the dreadlocks. Yeah, I guess they look shaggy. No, actually, I sort of picked up the name a few years ago when I was in juvenile detention.
Sounds like you've had a pretty rough life.
Yeah, in a way. Look, I don't want to make you nervous. I could just go to the emergency room.
Bear, believe it or not, that's where I work. Although I did think I was done for the night. But really, it's better for you not to go outside yet. What were you in juvenile detention for?
Drug possession.
You don't look like someone who uses drugs.
I don't.
I'm glad to hear that.
I've never known anyone in juvenile detention before. What's it like?
It was pretty bad. I was glad to get out. I'm making sure I don't go back.
So why did they start calling you Bear?
Well, one day in JD, these guys were beating up my brother. When I found them, they had his head in a sink full of water. They were trying to drown him just for kicks. I never used to fight anybody, but I just lost it and threw the three of them against the wall. I knocked the one guy out, and the other two were scared pretty bad. I got sent to the disciplinary unit for 2 weeks for that, but nobody ever picked on my brother again. That's when they started calling me the Bear.
So your brother was in detention too? Does he have a nickname? Was he in detention for the same reason?
Yeah, same as me. Drug possession with intent to deliver. But I'd rather not talk about that. Sorry.
Blanche, why don't you come in and sit down with us?
That's okay, Ma.
What does that mean? Possession with intent to deliver?
Possession with intent to sell. It means they were caught with a large amount of drugs on their person, more than the standard individual dose.
Gee, Mom, you know all about this stuff.
She probably sees a lot where she works.
Yes, I do. Too much, unfortunately.
Have you lived here in the city all your life?
I was born in the city, but I moved out when I got married. My husband died last year, and my old supervisor offered me a staff position in the hospital. So we moved back here.
I'm sorry your husband died. What did he die of?
Cancer.
My mother died of cancer, too.
I'm sorry, too. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Does that hurt? Good. How sharp is the pain? Faint, or does it really hurt?
It really hurts.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, it probably will get worse before it gets better.
So, what's your name, Snow White?
Why did you call her that?
Well, she has black hair and white skin, doesn't she? Like Snow White in the fairy tale.
My name's Blanche.
Don't you love her hair? She got it from her Irish grandmother. My hair's red, like my dad's was.
It's pretty.
We go to St. Catherine's High School. Blanche is a senior and I'm a junior.
Oh, Rose, come on.
We just moved here, so we really haven't made any friends yet. Well, actually, no friends, really. Some of the girls are nice. But almost all the guys are jerks.
Most boys that age are just immature.
So do you think they'll grow out of it?
Well, it's possible.
Well, that's a sign of hope. Some of the senior boys are nice, but I yell at them when they tease my sister.
What do they tease you for?
Something to do, I guess.
I used to get picked on when I was in school.
Why? You're so big and tall. You look like a football player.
I don't know. I was just different from everyone else, I guess.
What were you doing outside for so long?
Personal business.
Oh, okay. So how are your feet?
They hurt, but it's bearable now. How soon can I go, Mrs.? I don't even know your name, sorry.
Breer. Jean Breer. You should probably stay inside until you've recovered total feeling. Here, wrap them in this towel. I'm going to have some dinner. Would you like anything?
No, thanks. You've been very kind to me. You folks like books, I see.
Well, we've only got 6 bookshelves in this tiny room, so that's a safe guess. That's only half of our books. The rest are upstairs in the hallway in our bedrooms. We're book addicts.
That's great.
Do you like to read?
I like to read this guy, G.K. Chesterton. I've read quite a bit of him.
What, you too? Nobody reads G.K. Chesterton these days. I love him. Have you read his romances, like Man Alive and The Napoleon of Notting Hill?
Yeah, I have. And you're right. Not too many people read him these days.
Don't you love his poetry? Blanche, remember that long poem of his about the Battle of King Alfred and the barbarians? I love the section where he receives a vision from God, and the Blessed Virgin tells him, "The men of the east may spell the stars and time's triumph's mark, but the men signed with the cross of Christ go gaily in the dark."
That's the Ballad of the White Horse. That's one of my favorites. Yeah, I like his poetry. I like poetry in general.
Do you know any? I mean, to recite. I don't know anybody our age who likes poetry.
Let me see. "When in disgrace with fortune and men's eyes, I alone bewail my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate." And that's pretty much all I remember.
That's great. Blanche, your turn.
"Dust I am, to dust am bending, from the final doom impending. Help me, Lord, for death is near."
That sounds like Tennyson.
T.S. Eliot. "Murder in the Cathedral."
You're right.
It's a personal favorite of mine.
Oh, this is wonderful. Bear, you have to visit us again. We're awfully lonely here, and it would be such fun to talk poetry with someone again.
Well, maybe I will, if you like.
Please, I beg you.
All right. I should probably get going, though. Where are my shoes?
They're right here.
You're welcome to come anytime, Bear.
Well, thanks a lot for saving my feet. I'm really grateful.
Glad to help. And make sure you come back.
Good night, then.
Oh,
Well, he's gone. As suddenly as he came. He frightens me.
Did you say you knew that guy?
Yes. He doesn't go to our school, but I've seen him hanging out in the schoolyard a few times, with the school drug crowd. I always thought he was a dealer.
Wow. He certainly doesn't seem quite like what I'd have expected then.
He's not a safe person.
You never know. Maybe he's just lonely.
You never know. He could be lying to us about not using drugs. He could be planning to rob us, or worse. And those awful dreadlocks. Why on earth do people do that to themselves?
Oh, come on, Blanche.
Well, we'll see if he comes back. Don't worry, Blanche. I know you're trying to be cautious, but I must admit, he doesn't seem like a dishonest person. We can't judge a person by his looks, not even by his hair.
Why am I the only sensible person left in this family? Maybe something so bad will happen that we'll be sorry that we ever let him in.
Nonsense. I'm glad we let him in. He helped Mom, and he needed us. Who cares what happens next? Blanche, you've got to stop being such a fraidy cat. After all, we may never even see him again.
Oh, no. We'll see him again. There's no getting out of it now. We've let him in.
School's starting. Now the drug crowd is out on the playground, as usual. So, Blanche, do you see that bear person selling drugs today?
No. Rose, stop it. Just because I want to protect our family from a strange guy who happens to stop by our house in the middle of a snowstorm, that's no reason to make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you, sis. Do you really think Bear is dangerous?
I don't know. It's not him exactly. It's... he has a dark shadow.
A shadow?
There's something following him that's dangerous. Dangerous to our family, Rose, particularly to you.
Well, Dad used to say that you were the wisest one in the family. I'll see you after lunch, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Blanche.
Great. Carl Lester, as usual.
Would you give me the answers to our homework for biology?
I don't think so.
Please. Come on, Blanche. Be my friend.
Please. Leave me alone.
You got a date for this Friday?
Go away.
Oh, playing hard to get, are ya? Come on. Get your nose out of your book. Wanna go out with me Friday night? I could show you a real good time. Come on, Blanche. You gotta start sometime. You and I would be good together. I know. Aw, don't run out on me.
I moved too fast, and now I'm dizzy. Great. Just great. I wish I didn't have this stupid stress reaction. I can see myself, keeled over on the bathroom floor. That would be the highlight of the week. Okay. Okay. Stop getting upset. There. That's better.
Hey, it's the Immaculate Complexion.
Eileen Raskin and Company. This is definitely my day, all right.
Hey, Blanche. Found a date for the prom yet?
As if I'd want to go to any stupid prom.
I heard Carl Lester's anxious.
Come on, lay off the girl. She's too busy being the most intellectual of us all. So,
I just love this school. At least I have English next.
Oh, hi, Sister Crazy Guys.
Knowledge is a good in and of itself. It's not something simply to use. And studying great literature gives us a greater knowledge of ourselves, of what it is to be human.
So I think what you're saying is that it's impossible to get an A in this class unless we're Shakespeare or something.
Actually, if it will make you feel better, I did give an A once to a student poem, about 4 years ago.
I bet the one who wrote that poem was her special pet.
Maybe. I wonder.
To Frost's famous poem, Nothing Gold Can Stay. The poem gave a wonderful description of how leaves sprout and die. The last verse went, first tree flowers float, wisp on water, though it's air. Each prism parallel, suspended there. As sap is rising, growing as it stays, bending under sap's height, giving praise. Oh, they have been bent, growing green, for which they fade, singing only to be silent, to rest laid. Again to all then their flying, tallest mountains, highest skies, all things good and green are falling only to rise. Perhaps I was a bit hasty in giving it an A, but I did, so I let it stand. For a student composition, I thought it was excellent. Now, please, open your literature books to page 100.
Mr. Geraldine?
Yes, Miss Breer?
I wondered, may I have a copy of that poem that you quoted to us?
Certainly. Take it to the school office and ask Sister Daphne to make a photocopy of it for you. Then bring it right back here. Yes?
All things green and good are falling. Tallest mountains, highest skies. All things good and green are falling, only to rise. A. Denniston. It would figure that the one student in the school who was a poet graduated a long time ago.
I must say your opinions on art and music are quite antiquated. What do you want?
A photocopy for Sister Geraldine.
I'll take care of it. Go on, Mr. Freet.
You can't pretend that this trash that they're putting out today is really music. It's abysmally inferior to just about anything from the 19th century. Take Chopin, for instance. None of these contemporary composers can hold a candle to him.
I disagree. Just because you don't find something to be pretty doesn't mean there's no truth in it.
Art isn't about truth, it's about form. That's why the absence of a beautiful, structured form destroys music. Yes, in art, too.
I suppose you'd have us remain frozen in admiration of, say, Michelangelo.
Michelangelo. Michelangelo is a perfect example. Art is about beauty and not truth.
Here's your coffee, dear.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I wish Rose weren't homesick today. I hate walking alone.
You guys better pay up quicker. I'm dead. Hey, you, big guy.
Yeah? What do you want?
You got any cash on you?
Shut it, Shaky.
Come on. Hey, what's that girl looking at? You looking for trouble, girl?
Leave her alone. What do you want with me?
You've been listening to The Shadow of the Bear, written and directed by Regina Dolman and produced by Andrew Schmidtke of Chesterton Productions. The Shadow of the Bear features the voices of Leonardo DeFilippis, Alex Federica, Teresa Ford Fisher, Helen Alexander, Danny Schneibel, Marie Smith, and Jason Manick. Additional voices by Eileen Cummings, Larissa Federica, Don Goodman, Alyssa Hitchborn, June Hunt, Patrick Keats, Allison Kelly, Kathleen Krieger, Christopher Lane, Alistair Maitland, Maria McDonald, Danny Schneibel Sr. Special thanks to Johnny Dolman and Francis Fass for the original music and to the band Scythian. Post-production by Northern Rain Studio. If you'd like to find out more about Bear, Blanche, and Rose, check out the website at theshadowofthebear.com. There you'll find more information about this audio drama and the book it is based on. There are also two sequels in print. Visit theshadowofthebear.com. Here's a preview of the next episode.
The story of Old St. Lawrence Church starts with the treasure. The old priest over there, Father Raymond, he used to collect hundreds of chalices. Some crazy guy came and shot him in the back, right behind the altar. They never found the guy who did it.
There's something terrible hiding in the shadows. Something horrible has happened here. It's evil. And Bear's caught up in it. He's not resisting it.
The Shadow of the Bear.